Have you ever heard about a kind of cornbread they cook in the ashes?
No, my grandmother used to cook them that way.
She did?
Yeah, when she was a little woman.
Yeah. Did she have a special name for that kind?
No, I never did. Don't remember her saying.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's my father's mother, you see. That's too far back there in my town.
Yeah, yeah.
Only I can't remember where my father come from, and I remember how much he weighed when he come to Denton.
How much?
He was 16 years old and weighed 90 pounds when he come to Denton.
90 pounds?
I've heard him and Grandpa talk about it more than once. He got drunk and was taking the square end up there, and my granddaddy wrapped the bed quilt around him. He said, Papa said, just wrap the bed quilt around him, picked him up, blocked a sack of cotton, threw him back of the wagon that he had, and took it home and put him in our room, put him to sleep.
I guess if he was only 90 pounds, it wasn't much to lift.
16 years old.
Golly,
but he said he's hearing everybody living at high, and he thought he...
Yeah, yeah, he tried for him.
That's when he first come to Denton. Of course, there wasn't these houses. Yeah. Wasn't that big, fine courthouse. That courthouse, I guess, was there.
Oh.
But that anyhow, there wasn't all that fine stuff around that courthouse.
Yeah.
Then there wasn't but just a few buildings around the square, and there's all common. They wasn't fixed up to date, doodly-doo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. My uncle that worked at Evers Hardware, he got burnt here several years ago. It's the only old building that I know of that's been standing up there on the square.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Even that old bank building's not that old, huh? There's a bank, I think it's a bank, on the corner there.
Yeah, that old bank's been there. That old bank's been there practically ever since.
It's been
but
there
the courthouse has been there ever since it's been built, 1800 and something.
Is that right? It's been there a while.
Yeah, it's got it up on the courthouse, but I've forgotten how it's been so long.
Have you ever heard of another kind of cornbread? It's in a ball about this big and...
Hush puppies.
Oh, what do you put in hush puppies?
I don't know what all that we did put in them, but I used to fix them.
Uh-huh. What do you
fry them in a lot of grease, and boy, they're delicious. You don't cook them in a pan. You just do it. Roll them up and throw them in some grease and keep them watering them around until they get done through and through.
Uh-huh.
You roll them up just by the shape of the egg.
Uh-huh.
And they're delicious.
Love hush puppies.
I forgot what we put in them, but I didn't know we used to make them a whole lot.
Have you ever heard kind of cornbread that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something, and with chicken?
No, we never did have any like that.
Okay. Well, then there's the kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you dish it out like you dish out mashed potatoes.
That's mush.
Oh, is it good?
No, it is delicious. Yeah, uh-huh. I made mush many times with cornmeal.
Do you eat that with salt and pepper and butter, or do you eat that with sugar? Or what
eat
do you
it
do?
With your milk, and if you want sugar in it, you can put sugar in it. If you want butter in it, you can put butter in it.
Uh-huh.
You want to eat without the milk, you can, but we always ate it with sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
We just made mush for supper every night, practically in the wintertime. We had our milk and feed our children warm mush and milk. That's keeping them drinking the milk so cold. That's the reason we fixed it that way.
Is it bad to drink the milk so cold?
Well, what I mean, we didn't like for our little ones to drink it so cold when they was little. They wouldn't do it. Our little ones wouldn't do it. They'd have it too cold, weren't it, Mommy?
Yeah, right.
And Mommy would, of course.
What do you boil water in?
Tequila.
Okay. Wow, fast on that one. What do you call a kind of container that you might have to keep flowers in? Let's see, I'm looking for
vase.
Okay, all right. What are the eating utensils that you set out at the plate, you know, when you set the table?
Plates.
Okay, and
saucers and cups.
Okay, what else?
Bowls.
Yeah, the stuff that you pick up in your hand when you eat. The silverware, what are the individual names?
Knives and forks.
Okay, what else?
Spoons.
Okay, and let's see.